This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, December 14th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The joys of the Christmas season are often attended by security concerns for Christians in South Asia. Last December, 150 Hindu Manani radicals attacked participants in a Christmas service led by Indian pastor Vinod Kumar. The Worldview spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern, the regional director for Asia, about the challenges that Christians face in places like Pakistan and India this time of year.
Christmas can be a mixed season for Christians in countries, especially like India, Pakistan, or where persecution is a big issue. For one part, Christmas season and the celebration of Christmas actually highlights Christians more than most of the year. We get a rise in attacks working here at ICC during the Christmas and Easter season because Christians are more visible, because they are actually going out and they are celebrating.
Stark said that Christians in these countries do look forward to Christmas, but it is not without danger.
So it's a season where, you know, Christians do look forward to celebrating Christmas, but they're also pretty cautious or pretty security conscious about what it means to stick out when most of the year you can kind of blend in. India is a great example of this because persecution in the last 4 years has really doubled. Attacks on Christians around the Christmas season has really become a prominent new normal for Indian Christians.
Pray for the church in India to be comforted by Jesus' words in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. After Brazil elected Jair Bolsonaro as president last month, the pro-life, pro-family politician is forming his administration. The latest appointment to the incoming cabinet is Damares Alves, a pro-life evangelical attorney, to head up the Ministry of Women, Family, and Human Rights. Alves stated, quote, "The greatest human right is the right to life. I am against abortion. We want a Brazil without abortion," end quote. The Church of England is throwing the doors open to people pretending to be the opposite gender. A recent pastoral guidance letter instructs priests to offer baptism-style ceremonies to mark their so-called gender transition and to call them by their preferred male or female names. Isaiah 5, verse 20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness." On Tuesday, President Donald Trump signed the Iraq and Syria Genocide Emergency Relief and Accountability Act, surrounded by religious leaders, reports the Christian Post. The act authorizes the U.S. government to fund nonprofits, including faith-based groups, to provide recovery aid to Christians and other minorities affected by the violence of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. The Alliance Defending Freedom Church Alliance works to protect the religious liberty of churches here in America. John Harding of ADF recently released a report of 7 current legal threats to churches. The threats include tax exemption challenges, zoning laws that block churches from using buildings and public facilities, abortion insurance coverage requirements for employees, and government intimidation to not speak out on political issues. Apple is looking to create 15,000 jobs and invest $1 billion in a new corporate campus in Austin, Texas, along with other offices in Seattle, San Diego, and Culver City, California. Also, the tech giant CEO Tim Cook, who was an open homosexual and supported Hillary Clinton in 2016, recently received the Courage Against Hate Award for Apple's censorship of media that goes against the company's values. Cook said to not ban such material would be, quote, a sin, end quote. However, evangelical Franklin Graham hit back at Cook, saying that only God's standard of right and wrong as revealed in the Bible should guide us. Isaiah 8:20 declares, "To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." In God's providence, scientists have discovered a super colony of 1.5 million Adelie penguins on remote islands off the coast of Antarctica, reports Fox News. With the help of satellite imagery, scientists have located the rare Adelie penguins, which they say have lived undetected on the islands for 2,800 years. Have you been blessed by the Worldview Newscast? If so, we need your help to end 2018 in the black. If you're not already a monthly donor, would you prayerfully consider a pledge of $25 per month for a year? Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give in the top right corner, and then on Recurring Monthly Donation. Thank you for your help. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, December 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.